This is Pointing You Home on WMAL.
Welcome back. I was telling a story in the first part of the show about, first of all, to honor our vets, it is Memorial Day weekend. Please speak with a veteran, look for them this weekend, and just pay attention and be grateful and thankful and show honor where honor is due. Telling a story about biking across the U.S. 40 years ago when I graduated from high school, I decided I'd bike from Santa Cruz, California, all the way to Bethany Beach, Delaware, and I end up in Jackson Hole, Wyoming, which 40 years ago was a sleepy town and smaller even than it is now. And outside of town, I was at a country store, and I had just had all these wonderful experiences as I was bike riding, and this older guy, bearded 70-year-old man or so, asked me, what are you doing? I told him, he says, what do you think? I told him how wonderful it was, and I turned to him, and I said, what do you think? And he says, you want to know what I think? And that's where I got to, though there's a lot more detail in the first half of the show. You'll probably want to hear it. It's a good story. But I got to that point where I asked him that question, and he said, go get a piece of paper. I said, okay. So I went back down the steps on this in this like front porch of this country store, back down the steps to my bicycle, and there's a pannier in the front, which inside the pannier I kept a book of Shakespeare because I was memorizing lines by Eno Barbus has these lines from Antony and Cleopatra that I was memorizing as one of two memorized monologues for my first couple of days at Southern Methodist University at Theater SMU, which I had auditioned for and been accepted for. And so I practiced those lines. I had other papers in there. I had my Bible that I would read while I was writing, and I had, again, this paper. So I went up back up the stairs, and there's this guy, and he says, okay, I want you to open it up. So I opened up the piece of paper, and he says, you got a pen? I said, yeah. And he said, okay, I want you to put a little dot on that paper in the right in the middle. And I did. And he said, you did it? And I said, yeah. He said, okay. And I said, okay. And he said, you see the dot? I said, yes. And he says, you know, that's what America focuses on. They focus on the dot, but they forget about all the white around it. And it just like hit me like a ton of bricks. I so realized the truth of the point that we all focus on what's not working. And this is news constantly in front of us. What's not working? What's not working? What's not working? That person didn't do this. That person didn't do that. You know, it's just constantly on the little dot in the paper and not all the good, all the benefit that's around it, right? And we live in America where we have so much that is good available to all of us, and we have gone from focusing on the dot to hyper-focusing on the dot, and we forget about all the white around us. And a day like today, this weekend, when we are celebrating the men and women who've served us, is a time for us to say thank you. It's a time for us to recognize the good that we have, the freedom that we enjoy, to breathe, to inhale and exhale, and love. Be thankful. Give thanks to God for his provision, and give thanks to our family for the time that they've loved us through difficult circumstances. The time to call people that we haven't talked to, the old friends that we've gotten too busy with new friendships to call on, even though we were very close 20 years ago. Now's a time to call. Now's a time to reconvene and show honor. Breathe into those relationships. Let's focus on the white around the dot that is the hyper-focus of so much of what we hear all the time. And encourage one another. That true sense of what that word encouragement means, which means to put courage into the heart. Cœur is French for heart. To encourage is to put strength into someone else's heart when they're discouraged. Oh, God, I thank my mother and my father. I'm so grateful for my mom and dad. My daddy's 93 years of age and mom is 85. And they live in this wonderful community in Florida called the Glenview. It's a continuing care retirement community that's right off the coast of the Gulf of Mexico in Naples, Florida. And like many CCRCs, as they call them, these are places where you have independent, assisted, and maybe even memory care if you needed it at some point. And you essentially, you have a place to go where in any season of your health, you've got someone there to care for you. It's a great way to live, especially as you move into a phase where you need more care, and maybe you don't have the caregivers around you as some families do to care for their own. One of my clients, Mary Claire, who is just a delightful, delightful woman, her daughter, Anne, and her husband, Dan, provided such exceptional caregiving for Anne's mother, for Mary Claire, the quality of the love and care and attention. And many of my clients get this from their families, but not all of us have that. And looking for a way to provide insurance in our lives, that we have the assistance that we need, is the reason why we consider continuing care, retirement communities. They sometimes can be called life plan communities. And we have them all over the U.S., all over. You want to live somewhere, anywhere around the country, and have an assistance when you need it, there are these continuing care retirement communities simply anywhere you want to be. One of my clients who just sold their home in Potomac and got $100,000 more than asking price is moving to Seattle to be in a place like this, to be just, you know, a mile and a half from one of their children. If you're thinking, yeah, you know, like I need to find more information about that kind of thing, we do have a great resource in the Right Sizing Guide. It's a wonderful free guide that talks about how to figure out your motivations and how to think about getting rid of stuff. And then we can start a conversation and talk about these different options for retirement. My mom and dad live in this incredible community, and they have been such a blessing in my life. You know, like any one of us that has family members or has had family members who've passed on, there are seasons in the journey. And there's give and there's take. And I'll close out with this thought. My mom and dad, I can remember my mom and dad, we had a conversation before COVID came in, and they were encouraging me as I was walking through a difficult season to build my core in my faith, my Christian faith, and I was encouraging them to build the core in their physical strength. And we were reciprocating our love for each other and speaking to each other in love about how to build core strength, one in faith, one in physical. And all of us now, we need to think about all the white around and think about building the core strengths and encourage and love others. And now on Memorial Day weekend, let's reach out to those men and women and let's encourage them. Let's build them up and encourage them and love them where they are and love each other more. I love this country and I love you too. I'm Eric Stewart and I'll see you next week.
The Eric Stewart Show, pointing you home on WMAL.
Are you over 50 or love someone who is? I'm Stuart Rosenthal, publisher of the Beacon Newspapers, and our paper's meant for you. Our free monthly is packed with well-written topical information, the latest health research, diet and fitness advice, stock market updates, financial planning tips, elder law topics, housing options, plus technology, travel, and arts features, all geared to the needs and interests of people over 50 and their families. The Beacon can be picked up at no charge from more than 1,500 locations throughout the D.C. metro area. Libraries, recreation centers, CVS and Rite Aid pharmacies, churches and synagogues, doctor's offices, and other places where older adults live and shop. And visit our newly updated website, thebeaconnewspapers.com, for even more stories than fit in our printed publication. And to use our new Silver Pages, a searchable database of regional housing, home care, financial planning, and legal services. For more information about The Beacon, including how to advertise your business or event, either in print or online, call 301-949-9766. That's 301-949-9766. Or send us a message at thebeaconnewspapers.com.